Hey, this is Chris. Hope you're doing well, and welcome to Popcorn Finance, the show where we discuss finance and about the time it takes to make a bag of popcorn. So right now, we're about a month out from the tax filing deadline, April 15th. So hopefully you have that marked on your calendars. You know when that is. It's coming up. And so I thought that was a good time to talk about a few little housekeeping things when it comes to taxes. Maybe you've been thinking about it and you haven't done anything yet, or maybe you already filed, but you're kind of just curious if anything else you should be looking out for. So I thought today would be a good day to tackle some of those questions. And to help me out today, I'm joined by the one and only Keela Hill Trawick. She's a CPA, founder of Little Fish Accounting, and host of Bill to Enough, her new podcast. So Keela, thanks for coming back on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm always excited to be here.
I appreciate it. You're my go-to tax person. Whenever I got a tax question or tax topic in mind, I'm like, let me reach out to you because you always got good answers.
Listen, I feel honored.
As we're getting close to the tax deadline, I just want to know for you, as people are maybe thinking, okay, now I need to get my stuff together. I need to go and get my taxes filed. What's the first thing or one of the things they should be thinking about right now if they're in that position where they haven't filed, but they're like, okay, I got to get my stuff together?
Yeah, I would say the first thing is see if you're going to be prepared by the deadline. The IRS and states offer free extensions. And so if you're getting close or you're thinking now, I got a lot going on, there's no way that I'm going to get all this stuff in time, you want to file an extension because it will avoid any penalties for filing late. Now, one asterisk I'll put next to that is that it is an extension to file, not an extension to pay. And so you can still potentially have interest and penalties for paying late if you owe as of the deadline, but it will give you some space to just be able to get all your paperwork together. It's a much better situation to extend and then file it correctly the first time than to file it just to get it out of the way and then have to go back and do an amendment for any corrections.
That's a good point. And also, I appreciate you bringing up the thing about the extension, because I think when we get close to the deadline, we feel the stress, right, of, oh no, we got to hurry up and get things together. If you haven't found an accountant, you got to go find one. But you're saying you can at least have a little bit of relief. So how far out can you push that?
Yeah, so you have 6 months. So you have 6 months from the original deadline. What I always tell people is you still want to file as soon as you can. Don't wait till the last minute or you'll be in the same situation 6 months from now. Yeah. But it does give you some breathing room.
When it comes to getting organized, what's a good way to keep your files and your documents organized? Do people do better with keeping them digital? Like you scan them all in? Do you find a folder and find some place safe to keep it? Like how do you recommend, or how do you see people who do this well handle that organization?
It's a little bit of a combination of both. Around this time or earlier in the year, you're going to start getting your tax paperwork. Every other day, there'll be an envelope that has like a tax document for you. The first thing is to put all of those in a folder, just a regular one place. When I know it's time for me to digitally upload or send them to my accountant, I know where to find all of my tax documents. A lot of you might be like me, where you leave them on a kitchen counter. And then you're like, I know that that came in, but I don't know where it is. I just remember seeing it one time. So having it all in one place will be helpful. Mm. And then the second thing is the digital uploads. Don't overcomplicate it. Take a picture of it, upload it to the online storage platform of your choice. Make one folder that's called tax year, enter current year, tax files, and just upload all of it there. Not only does it make it easier when you have an accountant for them to get the documents from you, but it also helps you to just see all in one place everything that you've received. And so if you are looking for a 1099 from a specific company, or you have a mortgage and you know that you should have gotten a document from them, looking at it digitally as a list helps you to see really easily what is missing pretty quickly. Because some companies will say, oh, you checked a box that said that you would take it electronically. And you may not have remembered doing that. But seeing a list where something is missing helps you to notice that you need to go back and ask for it or look for it or both.
Oh, that's really good. I need to start making a list because my memory is horrible. And I will 100% forget something even exists if I don't have it written down somewhere. So I actually need to I need to go make a list when I'm done recording this just to make sure that I got everything.
And it's actually helpful for you to start with last year, right? Like a lot of us, unless you've made a major change in your life, you're going to get similar documents to what you got the year before. So that's at least a good kind of checklist starting point. Do I live in the same house? Do I have the same job? Was I working for the same companies last year? If you do, you can expect to have similar tax documents so that that's at least your first. Are there any holes in this list versus last year? And then you go to what's changed for this year so that you can capture those as well.
For those who have already filed the taxes, you know, those overachievers that are already responsible, got their documents in, filed, boom. what's next for them? Is there anything they should be mindful of right now, even though they are, you know, technically done with the filing process?
Yeah. So I would say, first of all, if you're due a refund, just make sure you're on the lookout for that. You can always check the status of your tax return on the IRS website to see, like, did they actually receive it? And that's not even a knock on, like, you sending it or your accountant sending it, as you may not be surprised by, the IRS doesn't always get it, or it doesn't always show up the way that you expected it to. And so checking on the status will just make sure that they've received it, that they mark it as done the same way that you marked it as done, and that you can expect your refund on the way. If you owe money, make sure that you're setting up a payment plan or making that payment as soon as you can afterwards. Remember, that clock starts when the tax deadline hits. And so you want to make sure that you don't file and then forget that you need to pay them money, because they will start sending you letters demanding that, because they want to get paid. You already told them that you owe them and they want to get that. And then I would say the last thing is just make sure that whether you filed or your accountant filed, there aren't any follow-up tasks. So for example, if you were supposed to contribute or withdraw money from a retirement account because it affects your taxes, make sure that those tasks have actually been done, because that's what's going to be reflected on your return. An example is if you've over-contributed to your retirement account and you filed your return with the expectation that you were going to take the excess out, make sure that you do that next step so that you're not penalized any further for not following instructions that you put on your tax return. I would say the final thing is, whether you owed or got a refund, look at your W-4 if you're a W-2 employee, or your quarterly estimates if you work for yourself, to see if any changes need to be made. So for example, if you owed a lot this year and all you had was a W-2 job, maybe you need to go to your payroll department and make some updates to what they're taking out of your check so that you don't hit a surprise at the end of the year. It's usually something that we're going to forget about later in the year, but when you see that amount that you owed, it's a good trigger to start thinking about how you can change things for this year so that you're not in the same situation next tax season.
Oh, that is a really good point. I think oftentimes we forget about those little tweaks we can make with our HR and payroll departments to, you know, make us, put us in a better position for the next year's tax season.
Oh, absolutely.
Keela, thank you so much again for coming back on here and helping me get people ready if you haven't filed, or some things you should be mindful of if you've already filed. Before we go, where can people go to connect with you, check out your podcast, find out more about the work you do?
Yeah, so you can find us online. The website is littlefishaccounting.com, or on Instagram at littlefishaccounting. The Build to Enough podcast is where you will find all your favorites. So if you're listening to this one, then you know that you can find Build to Enough in the same area. And we talk all about intentional growth. So small businesses that may be committed to staying small, but don't necessarily have to have small revenues, everything from finance, accounting, taxes, and the operations, things that you can do behind the scenes so that you can make the money that you want to make without burning yourself out or growing in a way that you don't want to.
We talked a little bit about your new show here, and I really like the concept. So I'll put a link to all that in the show notes so that way people can listen. And I appreciate you coming here, helping us out again this year.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Thanks again to Keela for dropping by and giving us some tax tips as we approach that ever looming tax deadline. But there's also another deadline that is also quickly approaching, and that is the deadline for the latest Popcorn Finance giveaway. I've been teasing this for a while. I finally got my act together, got all the details in order, and I'll be announcing a winner as we get closer to the end of the month of March. Now, this giveaway is a little bit special because, as some of you may know, I used to be an art major back in college, and I just have this general love and appreciation of art, and also appreciation for the artists out there who make this amazing work. And so if I get a chance to support an artist, I'm always happy to, especially if that artist is a listener of the podcast, which Jackie is. So Jackie is an incredible artist. You can go find her on Instagram. Jackie P. Ramos is her handle. Jackie is spelled J-A-K-I. And she's helped me with the giveaway in the past. And so this time around, what we're doing is we're going to pick two winners at random from the Popcorn Finance newsletter subscriber list and have custom portraits done of them or someone they care about if they don't want a portrait done of themselves. And it'll be done in Jackie's amazing art style. You can go to her page, her Instagram page, to see some of her incredible work that she's done. And all you have to do to be entered is just be a subscriber to the newsletter. That's it. So if you're already subscribed, congratulations, you're already entered into this giveaway. If you are not, you can head over to popcornfinance.com/newsletter and sign up. It's free. I send out a newsletter. It's supposed to be every 2 weeks. Look, getting things in order here. I'm getting used to sending out this newsletter consistently, but I'm getting it out there at least twice a month. So all you have to do, be subscribed to get some extra information, and you'll also be entered into this giveaway. And I'll be picking someone from the subscriber list on March 24th. So as long as you are subscribed by March 24th, end of the day, you'll be good. You'll be all set. So just head over to popcornfinance.com/newsletter or click the link that's in the show notes. It's always in there. If you've ever been looking forward to any episode, has that link in there, and join the list and get entered into this giveaway. As always, I appreciate you joining me here for yet another bag of popcorn. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Your boy, keep it popping like Mary Poppins.